No sign of standing down. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. A U.S. official says Russia has amassed more than 130,000 combat troops near Ukraine's borders. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday still hoping for a peaceful resolution.
There is still a time and a space for a diplomatic path forward. We still believe that there's a way to de-escalate the tensions here, find a peaceful way out of this so that a war in Ukraine can be averted. We still believe there's an opportunity for that, and we welcome these moves by our European allies to try to engage Mr. Putin diplomatically.
Ukraine's president spoke with President Biden today for almost an hour. Aides to Volodymyr Zelensky say he insisted Ukrainians have the country under safe and reliable protection against a potential attack.
On Saturday, several thousand people marched through the streets of Kiev, singing the Ukrainian national anthem and holding signs that say Russian President Putin is a war criminal. So what comes next? That's the big question across this region. Nobody knows, but across the city of Kiev, people are going about life as normal. We saw restaurants and shops filled with people today who say they are not going to be scared off by threats of a Russian invasion, but some certainly are preparing.
Fox's Trey Yingston, the Ukrainian capital. Canadian police arresting protesters who remain near the busiest border crossing with the U.S., ending a demonstration against COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Fox's Garrett Tenney in Detroit on the American side of the Ambassador Bridge.
Canadian officials have been under increasing pressure from the White House to take action and get these border crossings that handle hundreds of millions of dollars worth of trade reopened. After several rounds of talks and phone calls with their Canadian counterparts this weekend, this afternoon, the White House said Canadian authorities are taking proactive steps to ensure no further unlawful disruption of the flow of people and goods occurs.
A large demonstration in the capital, Ottawa, continues. Area residents fed up with noise and blocked roads held a counter-protest. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Gas prices spiking 15 cents in the last 3 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says her nationwide survey finds the national average for a gallon of regular at $3.55.
The low in this sample is Houston at $3.05 on average, and the high is San Francisco Bay at $4.75. Between those, we have Baltimore, $3.44, Albuquerque, $3.53, and Chicago, $3.87.
Lundberg says the cost of diesel fuel is also up, climbing 21 cents. She says the increase comes after a rise in crude oil costs. President Biden is set to name a Supreme Court nominee by the end of the month. The president promises to nominate a black woman to the high court. One person under possible consideration, federal judge Michelle Childs.
If you nominate Michelle Childs, she'll be in the liberal camp for sure, but she has a hell of a story, and she would be somebody, I think, that could bring the Senate together and probably get more than 60 votes. Anyone else would be problematic.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham on ABC's This Week. Get your guacamole while you still can.
In an abrupt move, the U.S. government suspended imports of Mexican avocados, saying a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat. The surprise suspension happening on the eve of the Super Bowl, one of the best and busiest times for Mexican avocado growers. Because the U.S. also grows avocados, U.S. inspectors work in Mexico to ensure exported product is free from disease, which could hurt U.S. crops. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
They narrowly missed a trip to the Super Bowl, but the San Francisco 49ers are missing a lot more. A ransomware gang claims to have stolen some of the team's financial data and posted it on the dark web in a file marked 2020 invoices. The Niners, in a statement, say they became aware of a network security incident that disrupted some of its corporate IT network systems, and they've notified law enforcement. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.